everybody. It's Michelle from Blue Sounds here. Happy New Year to all those that didn't hear the posting from last night. I just love it when I'm able to do two Blue Sounds for you. Today, sorry for all the noise. But then again, that's part of Blue Sounds. Today we're going to do my yearly turkey. We've got a 10-pound turkey here. And I've got some butter, some bay leaves, and some more on this spice rack. There it is. I made a seasoning rub with some herbs and some apples, smoked applewood seasoning. And so I thought I'd put that on there. It would work so well with it. I believe I've got sage here. If not, it'll be an herb that'll work quite well, I hope. It kind of sealed over my, over it. Oh, it's thyme. So that'll work really nice. I found out that this turkey actually goes and fits very well into my my smaller roaster. My bigger roaster, which is good. There have been previous years that the turkey hasn't. So I'm going to start things out by chopping up the herbs and getting them into a bowl. I just wish I had the other that I had, but it didn't work out that way, so we'll have to make do with what we got. So a few sprigs of thyme, and then what we'll do is when I go to fill the cavity, we'll put a few in there as well, so it'll permeate the cavity. I just let you know I'm going to be pausing this a few times because of there'll be pauses in the cooking and stuff like that. So right now, maybe I'll bring this closer. I don't know if you're catching all the sounds. You might be catching all the sounds of the fridge and stuff like that more than you are me. Put you there. Okay, so now what I'm basically doing is bringing some of the thyme off the stalks just so that they can be chopped. It smells so wonderful. It's just too bad that I don't have any place where I'm going to grow herbs in the winter, because I'd be growing some thyme or growing some sage. That may change next year, though. I used to have an aquarium, and just enough stuff went wrong that my fish died, and I know it's a sad thing to talk about when you're doing something happy like turkey, but it's a fact of life. But I want to clean it out, and a friend of mine makes, she's recently made herself a terrarium. So what I'd like to do is take that same idea and grow some plants, some herbs, so that we can have herbs all year round. Anyway, I'm just chopping up what I've got here. We've got holiday favorites in the background, courtesy of Hi-Fi George. So that's the thyme going in here. If I can find the other stuff that I want, I'll do a quick look for it before I go and do what I'm going to do. But thyme, some pepper. Don't want to go too much because I can't remember how much I put in, so into this rub. So that's going into the bowl. All of my rub mixture. So that'll be taken care of. So basically what I'm going to do is I've got a pound of butter here, and I think that's, I'll cut that in half. I know it sounds like a lot, but what I'm going to do is I'll make that into an herb butter, and when I'm ready for that, I will I'll start things up again. And what that'll do is it'll go under the skin of the turkey, and it makes for such a succulent bird. For those of you that have had butterball turkeys, it's even better because it's not injected, it's done by hand, and it's real butter. So anyway, I'll talk to you in a few. Once I get my screen back up, there we go. I just checked, and unfortunately, the sage we had, well, is to be had, but it's not well.
You wouldn't want it.
No. So now I'm cutting the pound of butter in half. I'm going to put that in a baggie for now, and I'll probably cut it into further cubes and freeze it. And then you can use it for the rest of the year, either when you're doing a something for that you want some butter with. I might even use some of it later today, so I'm not going to totally discount it, so it's staying here, because I'm thinking of... We're also going to have some roasted potatoes, and I'll cover that as well. And anything roasted, especially at this time of year, is better with butter. I'm sure a lot of people will agree. So, there's the butter going into the bowl. And I'll start out, excuse me, got a little tickle in my throat here. Excuse me, with using a fork. Mash it all together. I made sure when I got the butter yesterday to keep it out. Because there's nothing worse than working with butter that is soft.
I thought you'd like it soft.
Or, I mean, hard. Sometimes I call it dyslexia with my, or dyslexia with my mouth. I'll say what I mean, or what I don't mean, and it'll be the exact opposite. There we go. Okay, now, before I get too further, I'm going to bring over the bird. But, first of all, I am going to pause again. I should have done this during the last one. I'm going to take a picture of my herb mixture alongside the turkey. So, catch you in a minute. I'm back. Okay. Got the picture taken. That's another reason why you might find us, or find me stopping every once in a while.
You okay?
Yeah, where there's a tear, there's a little bit of a crusty. Anyway.
Well, if you're really dodgy about it, we can ditch that.
No, I'm going to try. The Lord's got his hand on this, and the rest looks okay.
Could you cut that bit out?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm thinking of doing. I got to go under the skin anyway.
Yeah. So you can just sort of tear that, you know, and remove that chunk.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And it is just skin, so.
Yeah, I suspect that's the only part that's damaged, because that'll protect the rest.
Yeah. I know probably a lot of people that are on Audio Boo right now are probably going, but, you know.
It's a whole turkey.
It's a whole turkey. It was given to us last, how bad is it, last year. Okay, so now, what I'm doing, really making myself squishy, or making squishy sounds, because I am taking that butter and massaging that herb mixture, herb and spice, I should say, into it. So it's going to color the butter and start it smelling like applewood and thyme and, yummy.
My sinuses haven't woke up yet.
Well, you'd have to get really close.
Yeah, it'll probably become all the more fragrant when the birds actually roast it.
Yeah. That's the bowl.
Sorry.
It's pretty faint, I know. All right, so now take some of this before it gets too...
I smell a faint something, but I can't recognize it.
Buttery or oily or whatever.
Yeah.
I should have put olive oil with this, but oh well.
A little late, I guess, eh?
Yeah, because my hands are kind of... They're in the blade. So, now I'm taking my hands, going into the, like, under the skin, and when you do that, then you create these little pockets, and in those little pockets, that's where you shove your butter. Still got to be careful, because if you're not, what can happen is that your skin can split. Now, that's that. Let's see, can I get into here? Well, first of all, too, I almost forgot. Got to reach in and grab the giblets. Should talk to a friend of mine, see if she wants the giblets for her cat. I think I know a few other people, at least one other person, that if I on Audio Boo, that if I could go and transport them, I'm sure her cat would love them. Yeah, that's you, Liz. I know you got a nice little kitty there. So yeah, that's, I'll continue doing that until done here. Okay, let's cut this off, because I think this is another one of giblets. There.
Remember, we used to take those over to Cannon's Cats.
Yeah.
My brother has cats, and apparently they love these giblets.
Well, I might freeze them and do that, because that's somebody that's pretty close, or we can take them to our friend Aunt. See if Blue likes giblets.
Yeah. Either way, we can set them aside.
Yep. even doing this for the legs. I've just done it with the breast before. So I'm sneaking a finger in there. There we go. Okay. Now back to what I was doing.
I guess my role today for the time being is a resident DJ.
Yeah.
That's Engelbert Humperdinck. I can't fathom why somebody would choose a name like that, but it is.
Yeah. Well, I might not have chosen the last name. That was her name.
His.
Or his name.
Name.
Wow, somebody's really running outside.
It's me messing with the floor here. I'm playing with this little spot of linoleum that's all tore off.
Okay. Because it's the same sound as when the kids get running outside.
Oh, yeah, you definitely hear it. I think that would be dangerous for them in this weather.
Yeah, I did too.
Not that they wouldn't try it.
Kids, right? We're talking about next door neighbors. Yeah, some of them are teens, but some.
Yeah, they're growing up, my goodness.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. Wow. I remember coming in here and they were just itty bitties.
Yes.
They're the grandchildren of our next door neighbor.
Yeah. They're an interesting couple to say the least, unfortunately. The fellow has, well, it's a long story, but he's had health issues, so we don't see much of him.
Yeah.
But Teresa's out now and again. She's always tending garden or...
Mm-hmm.
Her son John helps her out quite a bit, and that's who is fathering the children right now, or the teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have a lot.
Keep meaning to work up the nerve to ask him for a ride in that new Mustang he's got.
If you decide to do this recipe, don't forget to do the wings, your whole part of your bird.
Pretty much everything of it.
Yep. We'll have a lot. It'll be a fatty bird, but you want to know something? I remember the first year I did this. And I went to lift it out of the pan. I did it in a 9x13 pan, and I also could have done it this year in that too. I never thought of that until just now. And I went to lift it out of there because they say lift it out of there, you know, get it off there, have it rest. Crack! the pelvic bone of the bird went and fell apart. So there was no way I was getting it out of there. I'm going to let this run out while I wash my hands. Because I'll come back and we'll start on the next part of the bird. And that's stuffing it. And this is an untraditional way of stuffing it. I think you'll like it. Catch you in a few minutes.